And by Flavelle International University, offering a fascinating online Bachelor of Arts degree in the Great Books. Financial aid available. More at flavelleonline.com.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 6th of May, 2007. It's the birthday of the poet and critic Randall Jarrell, born in Nashville, 1914. Went to Vanderbilt, studied with John Crow Ransom, became a close friend of Robert Lowell's. Randall Jarrell, who, as well as writing poetry, was a very influential critic of his time, who revitalized the reputations of Robert Frost and Whitman and William Carlos Williams, and who was one of the first critics to notice the work of Elizabeth Bishop. It was on this day in 1937 the Hindenburg, a dirigible, caught fire, landing in Lakehurst, New Jersey, killing 35 people, which effectively ended passenger flight in hydrogen-filled dirigibles. Although a few years ago, a retired NASA engineer named Addison Bain put forward a theory that the Hindenburg didn't explode because of the hydrogen inside, but because of a chemical that the fabric was soaked in, which was highly flammable. He said, I guess the moral of the story is don't paint your airship with rocket fuel. And it's the birthday of Sigmund Freud, born in the town of Freiburg in what was then the Austrian Empire in 1856. Started out in Vienna, he was a medical doctor, he was a scientist, and he made some breakthroughs in the use of anesthetic for surgery. But one of his superiors told him he would never go far in his career because he was Jewish, so he decided to go into the field of psychology. He was interested in the study of hysteria. Most hysterics at the time were women. They were treated with hysterectomies or the use of electricity. But he learned that some doctors were using hypnosis to treat this, went to France to see it for himself. Seeing that a patient could be talked out of his or her symptoms gave Freud the idea that they were a product of the mind and not the body. And he learned about a woman whose hysteria had improved when she told stories about her life, and which Freud saw as a groundbreaking technique for the treatment of mental illness. He knew it would be difficult for a woman to talk to her doctor about her darkest fears and desires and traumas. So he took a couch and covered it with a Persian rug, had his patients lie down on it so that instead of looking at him, they could stare at the wall, and he sat behind them as they talked, asking questions, a process which he called free association. He developed the idea that his patients were not conscious of all of their desires and fears, that many of their thoughts were hidden from them. He believed in the subconscious, the unconscious. And when he came out with The Interpretation of Dreams in 1899, it read like a partial autobiography. Many of the dreams in it were his own. Went on to write many more books, developing his ideas, which are no longer part of modern psychology, but which had an enormous impact on literature. After Freud, novelists began to write fiction that took place entirely inside their characters' minds. Here's a poem for today by Thomas R. Smith, entitled A Wedding Poem. Bright faces surround the woman in white, the man in black, the sweetness of their attention to each other, a shine rising toward the high ceiling. The men watch the groom and the women the bride as they speak their candlelit vows, as if there were something in it for us personally. Worn by the distances we, the already married, have traveled down the road on which these two are setting out, we leave the dust of the journey outside the door of this house, where tonight no word is casual, no posture undignified, and each becomes again handsome in them, beautiful in them. A Wedding Poem by Thomas R. Smith from Waking Before Dawn, published by Red Dragonfly Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, sponsor of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at AmericanLifeAndPoetry.org. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.